This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do want to pass along the report, I guess we can call it that, or the phone call that we got from our own Zach Green on the scene.
Yep.
He's down there and said that Juwan Jennings was not in the locker room when everybody went in there. It wasn't in there. So he got dressed apparently in his own quarters or whatever, but Juwan apparently, at this point at least, not ready to speak to the media. Do with that whatever you want.
I actually kind of like that for Juwan because he's clearly in his feels. He came back with no deal and realized that he had to go back and practice and get ready to play a football game. I'm sure he's not ready to sit down and have all these questions come at him, which you know what the questions are.
Sure.
It's basically tail between your legs.
Are you still mad?
Right.
Yeah.
And why are you back here? Did you really want to be traded? All these questions that I'm sure he will answer him at some point, but he'd rather get out there and play a football game first, I think.
Well, the way I read this and the way it sounds like they're going to play this is the calf is now fine. As far as the business side of this and the contractual thing, it sits where it sits, and that conversation can continue. And we're kind of not going to tell you if it's going to continue or not. So I think this is the way. This is my prediction based on what Kyle has already said, which is that what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, calf injury over, and he will play. As far as the business aspect of this, we're not going to say that anything's final. We're simply going to say that that stuff is always there, and we'll take care of that, and he'll take care of that, and, we'll let you know when there's something to tell you. So maybe there will be some sort of a financial play at some point. Maybe it's week two. Maybe it's week five.
Could be.
I have no idea. Maybe Juwan is hopping mad and wants out of here as quickly as possible. But all of those things lend Juwan to, I don't need to say anything yet because there's kind of nothing to say. Like, they're playing this, that old adage of, y'all are on a need-to-know basis and you don't need to know.
Right.
What you need to know is I have a uniform and I'm playing this weekend.
Yeah, and my calf is better, and that's what Kyle Shanahan addressed as far as the calf and the MRI. And so, yeah, to that extent where you've got a game here coming up in, less than 4 days, it's up to Juwan to be as ready as he can be, and it's up to Kyle to play him as much as he can play him.
Here is everything Kyle said, and in fact, there's one comment from Kyle that we didn't get to yet, and that's whether or not his personal relationship with Juwan has in any way been affected by all this. But let's roll through all of it. Here's Kyle Shanahan's first response with regard to Juwan's availability. A little back and forth here with Tim Kawakami of SF Standard.
Are you expecting Juwan to play on Sunday?
Yes.
Everything's fine physically with him?
He's loaded. Yeah, he looked good on Monday. I'm getting back into it. Having all that time off, we got to ease him in and stuff, so we'll see how this week goes. That's why he'll be limited today, but he's healthy enough to play football, and hopefully that continues.
A final MRI? Was there any kind of final testing to make sure the calf was okay?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Okay. So they actually did. They did another MRI. Kyle says everything's fine. He's good to go. All right. What about the contract situation?
Obviously, there's been plenty of talk about his contract situation and everything. Can you say if there's any sort of resolution as far as the business side of things?
No, I don't think there's totally resolution. It's the business side. You know, I think I said at the beginning of training camp how badly myself and everyone in this building wants Juwan back in the long term. We want Colton McKivitz back. Those are two guys that we really hope to keep here. But they're both going into their contract year, and nothing's ever final, but we'll see how it plays out. But there's a business side to both sides, but it's something that I think both sides would love to get worked out. Just don't know if we can.
Okay, in addition to his Juwan comments, hold to the side the fact that he brings up Colton McKivitz's name, because I know you want to say something about that.
Yep.
But before we do that, here is Shanahan talking about the personal relationship with Juwan, and if it still sits in the same place that it used to.
Yeah, I have no issues with Juwan and relationship. No, Juwan's all love, and no, that was never personal. It's business, and that's a tough thing about this. I want every player to make as much money as possible. I want every coach. I want everybody to. It's just hard in situations to always do that, but that's something as a coach you're always pulling for. But also, I do understand the business too. Sometimes it's hard when other people don't, so you got to communicate with people and stuff like that so it doesn't become personal. But the relationship I've always had with Juwan, never really worried about that.
And for those of you wondering about what is happening behind these two receivers, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, here's Kyle's answer on that.
Very fluid. I mean, it's guys that we got a hunch about. I mean, there's guys like that have been here for a bit, like that's, you know, especially like Gage and stuff. He's been around here since last year and had a real good offseason, but finished those last 2 weeks hurt, which made some uncertainty about him, but I got a much better idea there. Just get an MBS here. Guys like Robbie and stuff who joined later in the deal, Malik Turner, all those guys have an opportunity to help us. We're going to most likely get five up for the game. Sky Moore is another new one. All these guys have been here really the last week, and they've all been working, but they definitely need three more days of practice to see which ones we want to put in which role.
There is everything Kyle Shanahan said today about the wide receiver position.
Getting five up. We're hoping to get five up by game day. And if Juwan's calf is better, he's up. And Pearsall, he's up. And then you start to figure out, is it Sky Moore? Is it MVS? Is it Gage, who actually had been here in the past? And so he's probably a couple of steps ahead as far as knowing the offense and stuff. And so you look at getting five guys up on game day in week one, a little bit tougher than it will be in week eight. But in week eight, it's going to be a different challenge on how do you find the five guys who are going to be up and eliminate guys right, who otherwise might be willing to help you.
If people are healthy, there's rookie Jordan Watkins, who is maybe as little as a week away. There's DeMarcus Robinson, 3 weeks away. There's Brandon Ayuk, some number of weeks away. But all of them factor into what the Niners are doing. Jacob Cowing, too, who could be as little as a month away from being a part of this. All right, you had something off of him adding Colton McKivitz's name into that answer about Juwan and the contract.
Right, and the thing that keeps hitting me is that Kyle Shanahan has said this a number of times, and I think John Lynch has mentioned it as well, Colton McKivitz, who is also going to be a free agent. And you haven't heard a word from Colton McKivitz about, I want a deal, or I'm sitting out. And, you know, McKivitz is making about a little bit less than Juwan Jennings is making, and yet he's just out there trying to do his level best. And I do think it's intentional where Kyle Shanahan keeps saying, you know, we want to keep Colton McKivitz. And I do think that they want to keep Colton McKivitz. Looking at the Pro Football Focus numbers from last year, he was the 34th ranked tackle in the National Football League, which if you assume 64 tackles, right, two for every team among starters, he's dead in the middle, which is to say he's not bad. He's not elite. Trent Williams turned out to be number 7 last year, even though he was hurt for a lot of games. But the guys you would expect are up there, like Mailata in Philly. He was number 1. Penei Sewell was number 3. Teron Armstead in Miami. Lane Johnson in Philly. Philly had two of the top 5. No surprise, according to PFF. And they went and won the damn Super Bowl. So yeah. I do think that it's two things here. One, they like Colton McKivitz more than fans do. And two, I think he's going out of his way to highlight the fact that McKivitz is in a similar situation as Juwan Jennings, and yet he's here and he's playing, and they want to keep both of them. But honestly, you can't afford to keep Juwan Jennings.
Why?
You just can't.
Why?
I was looking at.
I have no idea what his market is going to be next year.
Just looking at SpotTrack.
Yeah.
And SpotTrack has a market value AAV right now based on how he's done, $19.1 million. For Juwan Jennings.
But that's, to me, I think it's
that's high, the market value.
Right now it is, but not right. Not if you do this a year from now. Now, a year from now, it could be higher. It could be lower. My
More
guess
likely
is,
to be lower, I would guess.
I think so, and I think that's what the Niners are betting, too. It's like, why would you want to pay someone when their value is at their highest moment? Because that's what this is for Juwan Jennings. Right now, and it's interesting to be out and about in the public, I'd actually love to throw this out to you. Can we have some fun with this? This just popped into my mind, and I wonder how people would answer it. Who do you all think is the 49ers' number one receiver? Who do you think it is?
For week one?
Just who do you think is the Niners' number one receiver? 888-957-9570. There's four ways you can answer this. Some people will just forget that we use the word receiver and they'll say it's George Kittle.
That's always my answer.
Okay.
But let's take him out of it for this.
Well, but let's not.
Okay. I
answer it however you want. Others will say, well, it's Brandon Ayuk. He's being paid $30 million and he was their number one receiver and he's still on the team. Others will say, well, no, but it was Juwan for wide receivers. It was Juwan Jennings last year. He got almost 1,000 yards. And then there are others who are more projecting with the idea, and you have a first-round draft pick who's healthy, had camp, and is ready to go, and is exciting, and that's Ricky Pearsall. And so it is an idea, like, again, Brandon's going to miss half the year. But when the season gets to the end, who is it that you think the Niners will see as WR1? That's our guy. At the end of this year, let's say they make the playoffs, and in that first playoff game, who is the game plan WR1?
It's Brandon Ayuk.
You think so?
I do think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when you get to that spot, if he comes back week 8, let's just say conservatively, it might be week 6, who knows, but you give him a nice 4-8 game ramp up. By the time you get to the playoffs, he should be not quite 100%, but close enough to where he can be impactful, and you paid him to be that guy, and I do think that he will be that guy. My second choice would be Ricky Pearsall, because he's the number one or the first round pick, and you're going to lean on him early. This is where I feel bad for Juwan Jennings, because when everyone's healthy, and it's DeMarcus Robinson and Juwan and Ayuk and Pearsall, Juwan's back to being third in Juwan.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So this is why the Niners are like, I don't care what SpotTrack tells us today.
$19 million.
No, like they are.
We're not doing 19.
Right, they're projecting the what if at the end of this year, Juwan had 412 yards. Now what are we doing? What team out there is threatening us with giving Juwan Jennings $20 million a year?
Well, think about the last offseason when he was coming off that type of a year where he was third in Juwan, and he signed a deal for 2 years and $15
million. There you go. And that was off of, I think he had less than 300 yards that year. And the wide receiver market was starting to do what it has done, but maybe not quite. I get that the top now is $40 million for Ja'Marr Chase. But I think you can answer this question a number of ways. I would say Pearsall, but that's just my projection that is based on A, draft status, B, sort of the projection of youth and health. You know, I think Ayuk is wonderful, but I don't know how quickly he's going to ramp back up. And I believe that they picked him in the first round for a reason, which is they saw Debo and Ayuk, and they knew they were going to replace at least one of them. And I see Kittle as a tight end, even though among the best in the game. And I see Juwan as somebody who, in a perfect world, is a little bit more supplementary to the whole thing. So I would say Pearsall. But I think you can answer this a lot of ways. Let's go to Matt in San Jose. Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Willard, Dibs, good to see you guys, or hear from you guys. I'm watching on YouTube. It's good to see you guys.
My man.
But, the number one receiver is Ayuk. Ayuk's hurt going into week one. If we're looking at resume, Juwan's got a resume. Ricky Pearsall kind of doesn't quite yet. He missed a lot of games last year. And then the projection is by the end of the year, we're looking at this wide receiver room across the board. It's probably Ricky Pearsall. He's probably going to be the one with the most 100-yard games. He's going to probably have the most receiving touchdowns. And, I mean, they're going to be spreading the ball around a lot because you're going to have McCaffrey back. George Kittle's still the best tight end in football. You still have a lot of options there. So it'll probably be Pearsall. So you can answer it, like you said, three or four different ways.
Matt, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, Ayuk has done it, but for him to be that guy by the end of this year, a lot of stuff's going to have to go really right. For him, the health is going to have to be over quickly, and whatever the Niners have built in terms of continuity to that point is going to have to slowly kind of get pushed to the side. So I see that as not far-fetched. I see that as a very difficult mountain for Brandon to climb.
Depending on how he comes out of it, and by the time he gets ready to play in, let's just say, week 8, he'll be a full year removed from surgery, and he's already out there moving around and getting closer to being ready to return to actual football activity. So that is really the wild card, is how does he look coming off of a year of rehab following surgery to repair two ligaments? And, you know, there's wild cards for everyone. Juwan Jennings' wild card is, how you feeling, Juwan?
Yep.
And, you know, if you don't get any fresh money and, you know, you're not talking to the media today and you're trying to get yourself back in the flow, and for Ricky Pearsall, it's 17 games, my guy. Can you make it through a 17-game schedule? I know it's just year two, and he hasn't really had that chance yet following the gunshot last year, but that's also a big ask from a rookie.
Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. Hey, K Bueno, what you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, just on the road right now, just on the way to go pick up my son from daycare, so I figured to get it in before he hops in the car.
Get it in.
Just get it in, man. So, you know, you hit the nail on the head, though. This can be answered so many different ways. And really, my instinct is to say Kittle, right? Just because, I mean, I think he's just truly the number one receiving option. But, you know, Dibs, going to play by your rules, taking Kittle out of the equation here. So, you know, on paper, you can look at Ayuk, but he's not going to be available to maybe halfway in the season. I really think right now, look at who's available, best abilities, availability, right? I think number one receiver right now it's Pearsall, really. I mean, you think with the expectation they have of him coming into this season, I think there's a lot of there's I don't want to say pressure, but I think everybody's sort of looking at him now. He's, you know, they drafted him in the first. He's going to be coming after, you know, a full healthy camp. You know, he's recovered from the gunshot. I think looking at it right now, they're looking at him to be that number one receiver for the Niners. And I think until Ayuk comes back and he's shown that he's recovered, he can come back up that hill, Pearsall's going to have to be that guy.
K Bueno, thanks. I just think that I tend to agree. I think it might shock people to know that Ricky Pearsall had 400 yards receiving last year. You know what I mean? That's like Juwan the year before last had less than 300.
Yep.
Pearsall in 46 targets put up 400 yards. What happens when you knock up that target share to over 100? Because that's what it should be. If he's healthy, that's what it should be this year.
Somewhere in there, yeah. And, you know, Shanahan would love to spread the ball around, but if you don't have Ayuk and you don't have DeMarcus Robinson for three games, he'll probably get more targets early than he will late.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.